Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Homan Hunt's painting, Light of the World, is probably the best known of all biblical pictures. Jesus stands outside a door which is overgrown and clearly hasn't been open for a long time. Hunt painted no handle on the door. Jesus has to wait for the person inside to open it. The risen Lord was standing outside the church in Laodicea. Although the people were self-confident and believed that everything was fine, Jesus hadn't been admitted to the church. He had to ask to be let in. Could there be a greater tragedy than this? The whole point of a church is that it's a community where people can meet Jesus. But this powerful letter tells us that it's actually possible for the church to exclude Jesus. Churches can degenerate into nothing more than a social club or a social action organization. There's nothing wrong with those groups, but a church is different. It's a gathering of those who love and worship Jesus and who are committed to sharing life with him. This letter is incredibly challenging but full of hope. The self-confident and arrogant Laodiceans needed to face up to their failure because if they did so, welcome Jesus into their church, everything could be changed. How typical of Jesus that he asked to be admitted to the church so that he could come for a meal. Meals had a central place in Jesus' ministry. When he met with the tax collector Zacchaeus, he showed his acceptance and forgiveness by sharing a meal with him. Jesus comes to each of us and invites us to open the door of our life. He won't force his way in. If we leave him outside, that's where he stays. But to everyone who will open the door, we need to get ready for a party with others who love him and who want to live for him. So let me ask you the biggest question of all. Will you open the door of your life to Jesus today? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we want to open up our lives to you right now. Forgive us for those times when we have arrogantly assumed that we could cope by ourselves. We welcome you wholeheartedly into our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.